supervisors just unanimously approved, well, pre-approved at least, a step to sell an 82-acre site off of Chenate Road. The move, which still needs to be approved by a second vote in July, would sell the property to housing developer Bill Gallagher, and who would then turn it into housing units. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is First District Supervisor Susan Gorin. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, you and everyone.
Yes, it is definitely a good morning right now, but I hope you're staying cool, though, throughout.
It's going to be another hot couple of days. If you're at risk, please find a cool place to shelter, whether it's the mall, whether it's the library, whether it's the Finley Center, or any of the senior centers. Please go there. Don't endanger your life.
Now tell us a bit about this this deal regarding the property on Chenate Row, which includes the old Sutter Medical Campus.
This has been a very long process. Supervisor Zane and I convened an ad hoc to work with staff to evaluate the site for potential reuse and certainly for sale or ground lease in the future. This was, of course, once Sutter Hospital abandoned the hospital up there, and sadly, we discovered through a lot of time and money that the hospital, there was a reason why Sutter Hospital left that building, or a series of connected buildings. It was shot. It was past its useful life, and it would have required $60 to $100 million to rehab it for any kind of reuse, and it's still on a major earthquake fault. The cost of demolition, we estimated at the time, was about $6 million, could be as high as $10 million. So, indeed, we could have moved forward and just demolished the building and sold the bare land, but we thought maybe it had someone would see that it has some useful life. And we did not want to partition the parcel, so we kept the entire 82-acre site intact for sale. We met with a number of developers for their advice on how to move this forward. This is the most unusual project that I've been involved in. It's in the county. It's on county land, but it will be entitled by the city of Santa Rosa because it is surrounded by the city. So it has great rich history of providing services up there, and we hope that the new future will honor its past, preserving the 40 acres of open space and three contiguous parcels, preserving the rural cemetery up there with its own history, and looking forward to a neighborhood with services and housing and recreational amenities that will be an addition to the existing neighborhoods and complement them. Having lived up there for 20 years, I fully appreciate the richness of this site, but I'm not unaware of the constraints of potential traffic along Chenate. All of that will be analyzed by the city.
Yeah, I was about to say, some of the neighbors are saying that you are going to add to an already congested Chenate Road, so you've lived there for 20 years, you don't see that congestion as a problem?
Actually, I've cautioned my colleagues through the last 2 years that indeed is a legitimate issue, especially when school is in session. We have two schools up there, and we have Keysight employees to and from work. Certainly, the hospital added its own traffic, but the traffic patterns at a hospital were somewhat different than the 8-to-5 traffic patterns of normal residential development. With the caveat that we asked for a good portion of them to be senior units, and some units will be serving the needs of our homeless veterans as well as other low-income folks. So it may help to disperse the traffic throughout the day, but I am not naive enough to think that perhaps 800 or 850 units are going to fit seamlessly. And I have said that number of housing units may be smaller than that, depending on how the roads can accommodate the traffic.
Now, there has been a civil suit filed by a Roseland neighborhood advocate saying that the sale is actually, the price is too low. How does the board respond to that?
Well, we haven't taken official response to that, but I've been in connection to community constituents concerned about the process all along, and I felt that I was hoping against, but felt that there may be legal action in some way, shape, or form because it is so unusual. This, what we were talking about, is purely for a sale of a property, adding some benefits that the county feels are important. But the but again, this master plan, this environmental impact analysis, will all be processed in the city, and I felt that we could resolve and appropriately approve a scale that met with the needs of the neighborhood. I have not talked with Mr. DeWitt other than he's been a frequent commenter. He was there yesterday, but he's been a frequent commenter on this and other things over the past. So I was a little surprised that this came from him. But he has a connection to health services. I think there's a parallel conversation happening over this site because of its location as a provider for health services. People in the community legitimately are concerned that the county is abandoning an important site to deliver health services. I know that we are planning a series of moves and relocations to provide and give a home to those health services, but I asked yesterday for a community meeting to talk about what the health services needs are in the county and how we could best accommodate that. So I think that that is legitimate, but there are a number in the community who suggest that 20% of housing for very low incomes is not enough to address the needs in the county. And that's a conversation, quite frankly, that I think is important for the community and the city to engage in.
Well, we'll see about the second vote coming up on July 11th, where the Chenate property does go to. Supervisor, thank you very much for your time.
And thank you so much. Good morning to you all.
That is Supervisor Susan Gorin from the 1st District talking about the approval or pre-approval of the 82-acre site on Chenate Road.